Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm not accelerating. I love peace more than anybody. But once we get God's protection gone, I wouldn't be surprised if God didn't blow this whole planet up. We're so satanic and just start over completely. We already got told the plan, though. It's trust the plan. You could say it was a missionariat protectorate, the type of thing that Frank Herbert wrote about, but I think that's a delusion of the globalist. And they are following God's plan, even though they think they're going to outsmart God. God is in charge, and I trust the plan. Not the plan of 8chan, but the real plan of Jesus of Nazareth. Okay, I did an okay job first hour, but I went into manic phase because I'm so upset about what's happening. Things are so epic. I'm going to breathe. Because you tune in to hear the breakdown. And after Greg Reese leaves us, he's going to be popping in, our great reporter from the rooftop there above the Capitol, and all the checkpoints he went through and what he witnessed, just to get from his hotel two blocks away. That's his camera right there, you see, if you're a TV viewer. We are going to take your calls, and then Jason Jones is going to pop in as well while we take calls. He's a great patriot, a great veteran, a very smart fellow, and he witnessed the false flag at the Capitol, and I want to get his take on where he thinks we should go and what we should do as well. But I intend to take calls coming up, and I intend to take calls from anyone that was at the Capitol and what your view of this is now, and law enforcement and military. Law enforcement, military that were at the Capitol a week and a half ago or are there now. Anybody involved in security in D.C., your view of what's happening. But you have to understand, the reason I'm so pissed is I wanted to just think, okay, maybe this isn't as bad as I thought. This is an operation. Trust. 100% it is. And I'd already talked about trust and Emmanuel Goldstein and things like that months ago, but before this even happened, and the boogaloos. But they were so inactive compared to what they did and their capabilities on the 6th. And I was just worried about, hey, Trump's in control, and I'm sure, but no, he was isolated, that we walked right into a damn trap. And you can armchair quarterback, and you can fight the last war forever, but this morning and last night, I was watching footage that people posted on Facebook of these things around the country. And, I mean, it is literally communists saying they're communists, dressed up saying they're patriots. I mean, they're so dumb that they're like, we're communists, we're a BLM, and we're going to have guns and overthrow things. And then the media, they go to the media, yeah, I'm here because of the election and Trump. And then the guy goes over 5 minutes later and admits to everybody, I'm not with Trump. I mean, it's crazy. And the boogaloos admit they did this. And, of course, you're going to see them arrested? No, they're not going to arrest HRT members. I mean, you've got FBI agents in there running this damn thing. God, we're in so much trouble. And again, I'm not saying those guys are the agents, you know, the guys with the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa shirts. It's the video you showed later of the people in full camo and full mask that are definitely got squared away there, and I can just tell. You learned things. Just look at them instantly. You know what's going on. Okay, so much more coming up later. We'll review the show later when we show it and find that clip for you tomorrow. But I'm going to stop obsessing on that at this point. We'll stop now. And we'll be right back in 60 seconds.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way. I'm all excited and jazzed up. Yeah. Like I stuck my finger in a light socket, man. This is the end of America. And I'm warming my hands on the fire, and I'm not happy about it. I like using the analogy from that great John Carpenter movie I talked about last week, where they're burning down the whole Antarctic base to try to kill the alien. And there's two guys left, and they think one of the guys is the alien, the other isn't. And he says, yeah, we better enjoy this really hot, you know, fires. We're all sweating here because in about an hour they'll be out. We'll freeze to death in minutes. So, I mean, there's a lot of energy going on because, I mean, this is the end of the country, folks. And I don't say that to be exaggerating or be mean about it. You better mark the point we got taken over, and then they're going to start the mass reeducation, starving everybody out, making you salute them, making you prove to them you're a good little minion to have a job. This is going to be so humiliating. The American people. This is going to make Sherman's reconstruction of the South look like a cakewalk, a tea party, an exercise in enjoyment. I mean, you're going to, let me tell you, in 5 years to even have a job, you'll have to cut your son's balls off at a government facility. And I'm not joking. That's the sacrament already in the UK. They're putting only executives in that are transgender everywhere now, men that cut their testicles off. It's not enough. You have to have the paperwork that you cut your balls off. I mean, the globalists are like, you want a job? Chop your testicles off. I mean, this is a cult. The UK is announcing it. They already have it in New Zealand. They just announced it in France. You're going to wear dog collars that track you to go outside. I'm not joking. There's no limit. The floor's out. The bottom's out. It's over. It's over. It's over. Until people get educated about the facts we're covering and what's really going on. You mean to show you a newscast about taser bracelets you're going to have to wear to travel? It's all been planned already. And I said I'd be calling this segment. I want to take your calls, first-time callers who were at the event on the 6th or have been in D.C. since then, or if you're part of the military that's there now, or law enforcement. I want to hear from those groups. Please, folks, don't call if you're not those groups, because I want to hear from those folks. 877-789-2539, 877-789, Alex, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, 877-789, Alex. And I just want to boom. You can tell me what you saw, what you thought in a minute. I'll move to the next person. But if you just tuned in, the whole last hour could have been condensed into 2 minutes. It's confirmed that the deep state ran the Boogaloo Boys via the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and the FBI to break in and attack the Capitol. They've all bragged about it with Antifa. They've been protected. When they were arrested, they were released. And we walked right into a trap. They did stand down. They ushered the Q people who were not violent in to be killed and in to be arrested as sacrificial dummies, just like in Spies Like Us. It's a great comedy, but very accurate. You're like, oh, we're going to accelerate you guys to be frontline spies. Really, with like 2 weeks training, yeah. And they put them in as decoys. Of course, they end up doing a better job than the actual spies, which is how it actually works. Because real people get real stuff done, not you mentally ill sicko freaks that have Asperger's or whatever, the satanic Asperger's. I don't mean Asperger's is satanic. I mean a form of it that's like satanic. It's disgusting. So, it's all right here, and I told you last week, I said, watch, they'll start saying it's the military has to be watched. They're a Trump supporter, so if you're a Trump supporter, it's illegal, and the FBI is going to get you, and now Fox News is reporting that. FBI vetting National Guard troops in D.C. amid fears of insider attack. Oh, anti-terrorism. So now if you support free speech or support election integrity or support President Trump, you're a terrorist. So now you've got to, like all the Green Berets were up in Utah last week wearing red high heels and learning about transgenderism as part of their brainwashing. Did you know that? You won't see that on the news. This is what's going on. Now they're CNN, oh, we can't trust the military, especially. They've got to be put through sensitivity training. They're bad people. And that's all Operation Trust, targeting the military, telling people they're part of secret agent operations, getting them to carry out terror attacks, which are then blamed on the military in general. The military is the target, one of the final groups to be taken down. Joining us is another veteran, a Marine Corps veteran and patriot, great journalist, Greg Reese. You normally see his amazing reports at Band.Video, some of our best, right up there with John Bowne and the rest of the great crew. But he's there on top of that rooftop right above the Capitol, watching the martial law below. Thank you for joining us. You've got the floor here to describe what you saw, what you witnessed, and what it's like there. And what do you make, though, first of the Boogaloos officially admitting that they attacked the Capitol with Antifa? They're very proud of themselves. None of them would be arrested. Any that are being released without bail. They're being celebrated. They might have like awards on TV for them for setting up Trump in this oxymoron world where they blame us, but they did it. They're very proud of themselves right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. The only time I ever ran into the Boogaloo Boys was in Richmond, Virginia on the Stop the Steal caravan. When we arrived in Virginia, they showed up fully armed. And what was very strange was they were extremely upset that we had our own armed security. They were claiming as if it was their jurisdiction, as if they were there to protect everyone, which right off the bat seemed extremely
strange. Well, the feds always take over a group saying they're the security. That's FBI. Those are FBI agents. They sent this big old FBI agent over in plain clothes with us. And it's so obvious. These guys are so shameful.
You were talking about dog collars. And there's zero hyperbole in that because our dumbed down population, what they want to be slaves. They love the masks. And now they're coming out in the open with hatred towards any veteran, towards any man who wants to stand up for his family, for his country. So we're dealing with a massive dumbed down population that is completely ready for the dog collars, for the masks. They want it all. And when they're being led by these, not just communists, but this crazy Luciferian American version of communists, sadomasochist perverts that want nothing more than to mask us all up, put us in dog collars, and humiliate us to the entire world, which is exactly what's happening. And the American people seem to love it. They can't get enough of the humiliation.
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, they're announcing everywhere from Singapore to France that you will wear masks permanently, you will not shake hands, and you will wear dog collars. And now they're saying they want shocking dog collars. If you get closer than 6 feet, they're going to shock you. I've got that coming up.
Yeah, and the people will love it. They'll get their special bedazzled, decorated dog collars, and they'll be happy with it. What I'm seeing out here, Alex, is very strange because on one side you can see they want to show this massive show of force. They have the National Guard have rifles slung, but with no magazines, no ammunition. Barbed wire, concertina wire everywhere. But then on the other hand, if you try to take a camera out to take video of it, within 10, 20 feet of you, at any point we've been, there is law enforcement telling us to put our cameras away. So they don't want us filming it, but yet they're rolling all this drama out. It's very strange. And right here, we're on Media Row. So all along us, we're right next to CNBC. All along us are the CIA corporate-run mainstream media ready to, I'm sure, just zoom in on the stage and make this thing look as normal as can be. But when you're outside here looking, there's at least 40,000 law enforcement here. The curfew at 10 p.m., you can't walk on the streets. If you want to walk on the streets in the daytime, you need an arm bracelet showing that you're in a hotel. So it's a complete lockdown. But then on the other hand, they don't want people taking videos. So it's very strange. Never seen anything like this before.
Well, Grant, you did a great job, and I briefed you. You're what they call essential under the First Amendment. So that's how CNN and others are getting tours of the Capitol. So you need to explain to them that you're media and that that's your job, and then do it with out in plain view. They've just been trained. It's all a class system, but you're in the media, so you're in the God level. Have you tried to explain to them that you're the media?
Yes. Well, we were really just worried about getting in here at first, but then now that we got in here and we do have our media badges now, everything looks legit, so we should have no problem operating as any other media here.
Sure, but I mean, that's the thing is that media acts all arrogant. Somebody kisses their ass. We don't act arrogant. We're exercising our free speech and talk to those troops and expose them. You're doing a great job. We're going to come back and talk more about what you're witnessing there in our former capital, now under globalist control. We are now officially occupied. Joe Biden will be installed in about 46 hours as the first dictator of the United States. Okay? And then we'll all be shut down after that.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise, to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Try to be calm right now, and then I'll come back in the next segment and take your calls. Alex Jones here, back live. I can talk about solutions and how to fix this as well, and I probably shouldn't obsess for the entire broadcast about the Boogaloos bragging they went and staged the Capitol event with Antifa that they're above the law. And it's all admitted. We sent people down to the Texas Capitol. Other folks posted photos and videos that we'll be showing you here on screen while Greg Reese talks of the folks in Austin, that the news says are right-wing extremists there to overthrow the election when it's the globalists that stole the election. So this is all just to discredit protests, discredit the Second Amendment ahead of false flags that are coming. But you got a lot of stuff going on. Look at this article. Panic. Pelosi sends a letter to Acting Defense Secretary Miller demanding an immediate halt to attempts to install new NSA General Counsel Michael Ellis, cites it as highly irregular and highly suspect. Well, the NSA is refusing to declassify the illegal spying and Crossfire Hurricane. So it's the president's right to release that. And I think with this type of action, Trump is going to pardon Julian Assange tomorrow. I'm predicting that right now. My gut tells me that Trump's good and that Trump in the final crucible did the right thing. So get ready for that. I believe that's what my gut tells me. That's Trump's decision right now. I don't have any inside sources. Just my spirit tells me. Trump may change his mind, but that's what's happening right now. I think he'll pardon him at 8 a.m. Eastern tomorrow morning. Okay, so we've got that information. Going back to Greg Reese and the meager crew we have up there in D.C. doing a great job. Other observations, other things you've seen, what you think's coming next here, my friend?
Well, what I can't help but think is they're trying to stage this whole thing for some kind of false flag narratives. And the reason I say that is because we just got a report that they shut down the rehearsal just now because of a threat. Apparently, it's being reported that it was a homeless man's tent on the other side of the Capitol. That reminds me of Antifa in Austin, Texas. We got that viral video of Antifa burning the homeless people's mattresses. So that seems like they're here now. The other they apparently had some threat today, and they had to not let people in. CNN was doing the crazy reporting on the gunman who came in with 500 rounds. So all the National Guard are here with rifles, no ammunition, no magazines. So what exactly is going on? It almost does seem like they are preparing for some major false flag event, just something to another excuse to come after our guns, strike while the iron's hot. Because right now, this dumbed down population, the maskies, they're just openly hating on any veterans, any masculine man, any God-fearing country-loving woman and man. They're just out in the open hating on us as if we're some kind of archaic...
Well, that's right. That's why they got their boogaloos out doing all this. And since you mentioned it, a couple hours ago, they had to halt setting things up because a homeless camp, one tent burned, and then they used that to shut stuff down like a backfire happened a few years ago. They evacuated the Capitol. This is the wicked fleeing when none pursue. Here's what happens.
And compare this to the inauguration in 2017 of Donald Trump. I mean, there were riots out in the open,
everyone's
cars burning, and the media applauded it.
You're absolutely right. New footage got released at Gateway Pundit. A film crew releases never before seen footage of 2017 inauguration riots. We were there. They were physically attacking us, attacking women and children, trying to get in, beating up reporters. I mean, hundreds were arrested. They were all charges dropped for savage attacks.
Absolutely. The woman who bombed the Capitol in 1983, you know, gets taken care of by Bill Clinton. So if you want to destroy this country, if you want to riot and loot and burn things down and destroy private businesses, then you're protected. Then you're a hero. But if you want to stand up for your country, if you want to protect your birthright, If you want to stand up for freedom and independence, now you're an enemy of the state.
I totally agree.
Upside down.
Where do you see this going, Greg?
Well, you know, coming out here was a very interesting feeling because it's like God only knows what's going to happen now. Because right now they've got the momentum, they've got the narrative. And so, to me, I don't see this going anywhere but south very quickly because they've got the momentum. They can honestly start rounding up patriots and Trump supporters right now, and it'll satiate the population. The people will cheer it. So why wouldn't they do that? That's what I wonder right now. Why wouldn't they take advantage of this opportunity and do that? Yeah, it'll look terrible to the rest of the world, but the rest of the world is going to the New World Order too. So it'll just be setting an example for the whole world. Humiliate and destroy America, and that'll destroy the spirit of patriots all over the world. Why wouldn't they do that?
It's just an insane time to live. We are witnessing such incredible history unfold, and I want to stop it, and I want to have answers. But we have a dumbed-down, immoral population. We have a large minority of black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young Christians who are the main opposition. We have the murder of Christians up 60% just last year alone. It had already doubled the decade before that. I mean, this is an exponential slaughter of Christians worldwide. We see pure evil rising, pedophilia rising. We see open Marxist groups attacking the Capitol dressed up like us. A few Q idiots follow in. That's it. They call it a new Pearl Harbor. Have you seen the footage of the Q wizard? He just walks in joking and laughing. And then they call that the most vicious assault the planet's ever seen. He gets arrested and charged, but boogaloos saying they came there for violence, caught, nothing happens to them.
And whatever these people are told by the media, they just believe without question. It's unbelievably humiliating, I think, for America, for the whole world to be seeing what's happening here right now. And you're right. I mean, how can you get across the point that all summer long, all over the country, cities are burning, people are getting murdered, hundreds killed, and everyone's okay with that? And one small event at the Capitol in D.C., and now they're ready to lock us all up and put us in re-education camps. It's absurd.
Oh, by the way, I forgot that. From Brian Stelter to AOC to The View, they say put Trump supporters in prisons. They're saying re-education camps on TV. And just notice that's totally normal now. They burn down thousands of buildings. They're good. You know, a few patriots follow their people in and break some glass. And it's the end of America. Sorry, you're all getting arrested.
Yeah. And you know, Alex, for years, you've been warning people about this. And people may have accused you of fear-mongering or whatever. Like, we are way beyond that point right now. We are sitting at the cliff. I don't see any way out of this. I mean, because it seems like they've got us backed up into a corner. I don't know what they're about to do here Wednesday. Maybe it'll just be a normal inauguration.
Oh, this is just all an exercise of power. They'll probably change a false flag in the states or something. But yeah, this is all just about an exercise of to show China, hey, we're in total martial law control, to show China that they own us.
And they're doing a good job, because I'll tell you what, the elite in China have got to be celebrating, toasting champagne, and laughing their asses off right now.
Oh, they actually are in their major people's daily saying, we own America, they're over, we will use COVID, they will never reopen. They're telling investors, they're flooding into China. They say, Biden's going to cut U.S. energy off, we are open, America's over. It's over, man. I mean, they are announcing
it.
And they act like, oh, the Navy's recruiting to fight China. BS. We've been sold out. We've been sold out. It's over unless we admit it's over. We are gone. It's over unless we, all of us come together, our state legislatures, our pastors, our people, and break with the globalists. If we don't have that instinct, it's over. Greg Reese, you are doing a great job. Get out there, I know, on the street. Get some more live reports. I'd go to them and say, hey, we're media. You let CNN to the Capitol. You say you want to go show what happened there. CNN wasn't trying to stop the riots like we did. They were with this guy inside trying to fan the flames. So great job. There's a section now at band.video. Biden's installation via D.C. martial law is the name of the section. Biden's installation is the section at band.video. Greg Reese, God bless and good luck.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And
I'm here to tell you as clear as day. They have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Phone calls right now. Then we'll have Jason Jones on about 15 after next hour. I'm going to run a little bit late today. We really appreciate him joining us. He was at the Capitol and witnessed what happened as well. Okay. I've mainly focused on the martial law, and I'm mainly focused on how they say the military is the enemy now, and you know no one can be trusted but leftists that are avowed communists. They are the good guys. They can be trusted. Communist China can be trusted. Kamala Harris can be trusted. Joe Biden can be trusted. And then the Boogaloo Boys all brag how they broke in and attacked the Capitol. Let me show you all their tweets, and those are up. And the other individual that launched the attack with 100 Antifa, he brags he did it. He was with CNN leading the attack, and the CNN even has him on. And he's released by a federal judge with no bond, no bail. So that's where all this is, folks. These people can do whatever they want. They're above the law because they're backed by the billionaires and by the Chi-Coms and by the globalists. And they think they're just going to push Americans out of the way and ban our rights. And call the attack the greatest attack in U.S. history because they killed 4 U.S. citizens and one cop died of a heart attack 2 days later. Yep. There's John Sullivan in there saying, burn it down, leading the whole thing with a CNN reporter. With the CIA operative Anderson Cooper screwing America over again. Anderson Cooper supported the Arab Spring, burning down our allies, attacking Egypt. That was all good, killing tens of thousands of Christians. Oh, but when people get led into the Capitol by Anderson Cooper's best buddy, whose dad's a big U.S. general who got caught sneaking off with the nuclear triggers. Oh, yeah, some really nice group of people. He's here to hurt Trump and hurt America. Will you do that by, you're coming to protest our election theft? We'll just break in and blame it on you. How's that sound? I mean, how many thousands of times do you hear about, a synagogue attacked, or, a black college attacked, or, the dorm got attacked, you know, in the Air Force or whatever. Somebody was writing N-word on the refrigerators, and then an officer orders the young black cadet to do it. And it's staged to create division and control because the globalists are taking over. They don't want our country to exist. This is the infiltration. This is the end of America. And if you don't admit it's the end of America, it will be. By admitting we're under attack, by admitting this is globalist, by admitting that they've collapsed the third world with the COVID lockdowns, and now the UN has set up giant refugee centers to make the hundreds of thousands that caravaned here a few years ago that Trump stopped look like insignificant. Let's go ahead, for radio listeners, TV viewers can see this. Roll that little newscast about the 7,000. Folks, that isn't 7,000. Let me give you a newsflash. It's 50,000. I've seen the footage. And that's just the first group the UN trains. They've got debit cards they've paid for by the State Department. Trump cut off the money, but now they do it directly from Soros. And I'm going to go to your phone calls, but that's what's happening. Go ahead and roll that piece.
Increíble.
And again, this is not the video, but it's okay. We got a lot going on today. We're going to find the video of the local news and of Sky Television. There's several of them. We have yesterday with Clinton. Because the key is you need to hear from them that the COVID lockdown has caused this, has collapsed the third world. They have no jobs. They have no food. And so the UN then organizes them after shutting them down, after taking their businesses away, after taking their farming away, after shutting everything down and saying, you're creating a global food crisis. Now you're going El Norte. Now you're going to America. And as soon as they know Biden is set, they then release and break the dam for the assault. Here's the newscast. Angry energy, it makes the computer not work in there. I just, it's okay, it's all right, but if somebody just tells me in my ear what's going on, I'll be better.
Central America have ramped up their border controls as thousands of migrants from Honduras and Guatemala are heading to the U.S. for a new life. The region is reeling from a growing hunger crisis after hurricanes hit, as well as violence and lockdown measures that disrupted the job markets. On Friday, the first migrant caravan of the year departed Honduras. Small skirmishes broke out between Honduran security forces and migrants at the border with Guatemala as night fell. but groups of migrants continue to trickle past the border, even as Guatemalan military detained hundreds of migrants, including many families with young children. Guatemalan officials estimate around 6,500 people to be heading north to the U.S. Dora Sanchez is one of them.
We just want a chance to work. We are defeated. We have nothing. We are left on the streets. We lost everything. Here, most of us have nothing, not even a blanket to tuck into.
Guatemala declared emergency powers in 7 border provinces on Thursday, citing pandemic concerns. Mexico also deployed soldiers and riot police to its border with Guatemala on Friday. The exodus comes less than a week before the inauguration of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, who has promised a more humane approach.
More humane. So they cut their food off, they cut their businesses off, they cut their exports to us off, and then they flood here while we're cut off. We're all under attack. That woman's under attack, you're under attack, I'm under attack, period. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I promise for at least 3 segments, I'm going to go right to calls. I'm going to go to Michael, Steve, John, Christian, Houston, Scott, Preston, Izzy, Richard, and others. And listen, I want to explain something here to everybody, okay? If I seem really irritable and mad, it's not with the crew. I'm just done with all this. And I meant to come in here today and say this is my last broadcast. And by that, I'm going to keep doing shows. But, I mean, you understand, folks, I believe they're going to shut everything down the next few months. They're going to blow up federal buildings. They're going to put poison in water supplies. I mean, it's over. I mean, it's over. You understand? Your only shot you've got is realizing that we're screwed. Your candy-ass church isn't going to do it. Your candy-ass boss isn't going to do it. We're a trained group of monkeys in this country. We're not what Americans used to be. We're not rugged individualists. We don't stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're a joke, okay? And so they got people like Brian Stelter up there saying shut down all of his competition on TV now. He thinks he owns you. Jeb Zucker thinks he owns you. These are bad people, okay? So I've done the best job I can. I'm not bitching at the crew or you or anybody. I'm just saying it's hard for me to get up here and do a normal show when we have a group of corporate criminals literally gang raping us. I mean, if we ever beat this thing, it'll be in the history of like these people were Hitler. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's not like, oh, we're getting there. It's bad. Things are out of control. It's they've just begun. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to bankrupt. They're going to cut the power off, the oil off. They're going to open the borders. It's over, man. It's over. It's all gone. It's all over. They're going to activate the boogaloos, FBI, ADL, terror forces. They're going to start blowing everything up. Then they're going to come arrest all the patriots. The idiots will cheer it. Then they're going to shut your power off. They want you starving in the street. They want to rape your wife. They're Bolsheviks. They're Jacobins. It's all over, man. All over. Enjoy all your games. In fact, America is rotting and deserves it. Now, the Satanists aren't good. They're not God. God just lets them have their way now. So all your games are over. All the TV watching, all the laziness, all the slack jawing's over. It's over. You're going to be just like a baby at 6 months being chopped up in its mother's womb. You're not a human. You're not essential. You're dead. They're going to kill you because you don't care.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Two and a half years ago, put out a very powerful 3.5-minute video compilation of what I had to say in a live rant of really clairvoyant level understanding. I only hit those places sometimes. It's always just like dead on. And it's not me. It's God speaking through me in a limited way through the rose-colored darkly that I still distort. But sometimes the light really shines through clearly. And I explained how they build up the attack until you just get used to submitting to it, and they hit you with a fatal dose of evil. Well, this is the fatal dose. And so when I tell you we're screwed, I don't do that to demoralize you. I think you're like me. I think you want to know the truth. But see, other people are just, oh, I'll wear the mask. Oh, I'll wear the dog collar. Oh, I'll have the smartphone. Oh, I'll take the inoculation. Oh, I'll. And then the UN's got 50,000 probably people marching up to break the border. It'll be millions after that. We know the game plan. My God, they tell us what they're going to do. And then it just gets worse and worse. Once we're in a collapsed economy, they can dictate every facet of your life to you. That's why they're on these shows. I mean, 5 years ago, if we had one clip of national TV saying, let's put people in re-education camps, we'd be airing it every segment. I probably saw five clips this morning of national news saying, we need to arrest all Trump supporters and re-educate them in camps. They're not saying that for no reason. We need emergency legislative events. We need the states lining up against this. We need all the big churches coming out against it. We need all the men that I see on the golf courses or polishing their Porsches or their jet boats to spend some time caring about this. But all the successful men keep their heads down. And it makes me sick because you're not successful. You're the ones that took our birthright and crapped it away. That's why I'm pissed, man. I'm really pissed off right now. We got a case of communist cancer. I just love the crew and I love the listeners and I appreciate you all. And I've been trying to not get mad like this on air. But when I tell you we're screwed, folks, it's not to demoralize you. It's to let you know we have to stop taking this like it's normal. Everywhere I go now, I take my mask off, I refuse to wear it, and have a whole discussion at a Mexican food restaurant with people, and they take their mask off and agree with me and shake my hand. And my family goes, you know, well, they've gotten used to it now. Now they do it. I'm at war with these people, not just on air. I'm constantly fighting them, and I'm not special. I'm just not dead inside. Ah, I will never let you eat Satan at me. Ah. I mean, I can see where this is leading. It's an avalanche, folks. Before it was just the snow of tyranny on us. Oh, I like snow. It's okay. And then all of a sudden, it collapses. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I really appreciate Houston and Christian and John, everybody holding. I'm trying to get to all of you, and I really appreciate you. But, I mean, when I start thinking about my last broadcast, because any one of these should be my last broadcast. I mean, this is it, folks. I start thinking about all the things I want to say and all the things I want to do, and it just makes me mad that our precious country is being literally sucked into a black hole of world government. Oh, God. Do you understand they are announcing shock collars and shock bracelets and dog collars for everyone to wear? Okay. I mean, I have the newscast. The plan is they're going to be shocking collars. Oh, you'll wear a collar now to show your COVID thing and it tracks you and social distances. No, no, no. The actual meetings are about having a shocker in it. And the public's like, I love my shocker. I'm not joking. Not communist China. Homeland Security is having meetings about shockers you wear around your neck. I mean, hell, you let convicted pedophiles go to elementary schools and have your six-year-old daughters and sons bounce up and down on their erections. I mean, literally, I watch these videos. We can't even air these on air. I can't even look at them. Of some fat, pot-bellied dude with a little six-year-old girl on him riding his crotch, and he's got an erection. This is what they do on TV. And then they cut to the local newscaster, and he goes, well, gotta get them when they're young. Ha, 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 ha. See, he's a leader. He just goes along with it. Gotta get the children when they're young, huh? Do you think you're safe in a world where they got kids with pedophiles on TV? Do you think you're safe, you dumb son of a bitch? You think they're safe when they're... Now we know the COVID vaccine kills old people at a very high percentage rate. You think we're safe when they're killing all the old people? And do you think God likes us when we do that? It's all going to burn. All of you that think you're smart and you're part of the system as you can manipulate those under you, it's all going to come back on you a trillionfold. And I'm just saying right now, I will not be part of this. I will not submit to it. Yeah, oh, Simply Safe sells a social distancing sweater. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Show them the Homeland Security video where you wear taser bracelets. I'm not making this up, folks. I know I'm saying this stuff. It just sounds fantastic. I'm not lying. Is there a solution to hijacking? Yes, everyone will wear a shocking bracelet, Homeland Security says. It's okay. Only if you're bad will the stewardess shock you. Oh, I'm sorry. The flight attendant. Don't put me in a re-education center. And I'll have these. Okay. I'm going to just say this and go to a call. It could be your last chance to get an InfoWars t-shirt, a Trader Joe's t-shirt. Shows this country he sold out to. could be your last chance to get X2, X3, could be your last chance to get Winter Sun or DNA Force Plus. But I know next week we're going to have to go back to regular prices because the supply chain's broken down even worse and more global lockdowns are coming. So InfoWarsStore.com on Supermill Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, Pure Turmeric Extract, all 50% off, Pollen Block 25% off, about to sell out. And we've also got storable food, super high quality, the lowest prices you're going to find at preparewithalex.com. And I'm going to leave it at that. And I appreciate you all. And I'm not saying today's my last show. I mean, like, Jones said today was his last show, but he was on the next day. I'm saying we're out of time. We're living on borrowed time. They're getting ready for some big event. We're in trouble. The establishment's made a deal with the devil, literally and figuratively. And so don't lie to yourselves anymore. All the stupid crap don't matter anymore. Your eyelashes and your fingernail crap and your golf clubs, it's all a diversion from God and the devil and where you're going to be in eternity. All right, I'm shutting up. John in D.C., March in D.C., city on lockdown. What will Trump do? Well, Trump's going to leave in 45 hours or whatever it is. Go ahead.
That's right, Alex. I got the call from the president to be here on January 6th, and I'm still here.
Well, God bless you, brother. What do you see there? What's unfolding?
I see a lot of buses with the tinted windows, and I'm hoping that there are troops, real troops, U.S. soldiers. One thing that you're not mentioning at all is, where's Trump? If he doesn't say something and start the Insurrection Act or something to slow this down, this will be worse than the Bay of Pigs.
Brother, I hear you. That's what I'm saying is he's surrounded. No one is supporting him. The Q movement was to make people think he was invincible. They set us up on the 6th to demonize us. And so Trump's going to leave. I mean, that's what's going down here, brother. Those troops. But here's the weird wrinkle. They're now saying the troops are terrorists. Fox News is saying, and CNN's reporting, they don't trust the troops either. So who knows what's going on up there? I mean, this is crazy, brother. We're about to find out, aren't we?
We the people know what the truth is. We know there was election fraud. We know COVID is a hoax. We know there's rampant pedophilia going on. We know Epstein didn't kill himself. We know we didn't send help for the Benghazi soldiers. We know that Joe Biden's senile. What in the heck? How could a man get on a plane and fly away from all of this? He also said he would never surrender. So I'm here in the belly of the beast waiting for the command. Not to do violence, but to see...
I understand.
Trump
civil disobedience, all of it. They're acting like that's totally criminal, saying no protesting allowed. Exactly. This is so evil. Well, brother, I appreciate your steadfastness. I heard the president's call as well. I love you. God's watching. That's all that matters. But what are you in 50 seconds left? What are you witnessing in D.C.?
We have not yet begun the fight.
What are you witnessing in D.C.? Martial law?
I'm witnessing a major lockdown. I'm right at the Capitol Skyline Hotel. I can see the Capitol, and I can see the Washington Monument. I see a lot of buses, a lot of security checkpoints and everything. I'm leaving this hotel tomorrow, taking my phone with me, and I'll record everything. But Donald J. Trump has got to make a move. If he walks away from this, like I say, it'll be worse than the Bay of Pigs. We were hung out.
I hear you, brother. God bless you. Here's what happened. Martial law. Guys, get that guy's number. Is he already gone? Martial law, I want to have him on as another guest, another great source in the D.C. Martial law is put in place for the Chinese handover. The storm was the Chinese handover. Now you're seeing the storm. Then you'll see the mass arrest of the Patriots, probably.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.